This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver's deputy mayor and chief financial officer is leaving his role at the city to become the CFO for Colorado State University. Brandon Hanlon has worked for Denver for 20 years, and Mayor Michael Hancock appointed him as CFO in 2016. The Colorado Avalanche Championship Parade was today. The Stanley Cup was there. Phil Pritchard takes care of the NHL's top trophy.
The players understand, and the management, they understand that the team is much bigger than the guys on the ice. It's the mom and dad, the grandparents, the brothers and sisters that drove them to games as they were kids. Each one of them has become a Stanley Cup champion indirectly through the player himself. The ability to share with everybody in their community and in their towns or their family, or it's a big part of winning the Stanley Cup, and the opportunity to take the cup home and say thank you. It can only be done with the greatest trophy in sport, the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup gets passed from team to team each year. A new air monitor network operated by the town of Erie measured a large spike of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Erie paid a private company to set up the air monitor last fall in response to concerns about oil and gas development. Last week, it measured methane about 5 times higher than normal atmospheric levels. City staff say they've notified the state health department, which says the pollution levels don't exceed state or federal standards. The city hopes the monitoring data will help identify the source of future methane spikes. Environmental group Colorado Rising claims other pollutants measured by the sensor point to oil and gas operations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's 3:06.